Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I am your host, Amy Smith. I am happy to be here with you today. Today is Thursday, May 12th. I'm also very happy because I've recently gotten some news on the rattlesnake fire in Independence. Let's jump right into that. As of today, May 12th at 10 a.m., the Inyo National Forest is no longer in unified command with CAL FIRE and the Inyo County Sheriff's Office on the rattlesnake fire. All evacuations have been lifted, thank goodness. CAL FIRE reported that the fire did not grow overnight. As cool temperatures set in, the fire behavior moderated, allowing firefighters to get a more accurate acreage. This led to the fire being reduced to 4.9 acres. Crews were able to make good progress overnight and listed that the fire is 25% contained, with more containment expected throughout today. We are so thankful to hear that. As happy as we are to hear that the fire is under containment at this point in time, it is with such a heavy heart that I have to let everyone know that it was actually arson. At approximately 6:17 p.m. yesterday, a suspect was located in the area and admitted to the CAL FIRE arson investigator and the Inyo County Sheriff's deputy that he intentionally set the brush fire. This suspect is identified as a 25-year-old Bishop man, Leon Eddy. Eddy was booked into the Inyo County Jail under the charge of felony arson. Bail has been set for Mr. Eddy at $100,000. The White Mountain Visitor Center in Bishop will be delaying their first day of operation. The new projected opening day is May 24th. Staffing shortages and unforeseen circumstances right before the planned original date for operations have led to the decision to postpone opening for the summer season. Visitors looking to acquire wood permits can still do so. An email link is available at Eastern Sierra Now. They can send their request or go to the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center, and that welcome center is open 7 days a week. Those looking for wilderness permits can also find the link at our website, easternsierranow.com, for at-home permit printing and instructions and information. Now, here is an event that Jesse and I are looking forward to, and we hope you, our listeners, can join us as well. The Eastern Sierra Community Chorus Spring Concert is this Saturday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. This is a celebration of spring and the return of our local Eastern Sierra Community Chorus. Special guests include Mammoth High School Choir with the director, Michael Hammers, and those of you who know me know that I will be especially interested in hearing the choir sing because my daughter is a choir member. They have a wide variety, a great selection of beautiful songs that they will be performing for the audience. Admission is free, but donations are greatly appreciated. We hope to see you there. If you've walked out and looked at your car, maybe noticed that your tires are showing a little bit of wear, I cannot recommend a shop more than Perez Quality Tire in Bishop. I have been working with them through my company, High Point Solar, for I can't even remember how long now. Not only are they offering fantastic products, you work directly with the owner. They come out, they talk to you. I show up without an appointment, and they are always so kind, accommodating. I always get the best product. And if I'm not sure of a situation, for example, once I wasn't sure if I needed tires or not, he actually told me, no, you don't. You're good at this point in time. Who else does that? These guys are great. 5-star service. Can't recommend them enough. Perez Quality Tire in Bishop. Tell the folks there that Eastern Sierra Now sent you. The Inyo Board of Supervisors is to vote on June being declared Pride Month. They have important news. Inyo County Health and Human Services has drafted a proclamation that would declare June Pride Month in Inyo County. This is now on the May 17th Board of Supervisors meeting agenda for review and hopefully approval. It is extremely important that we have a large, peaceful, and visible presence at the meeting showing support of the proclamation. Please join us and wear your Eastern Sierra Pride t-shirt if you have one. If you don't have one, you can purchase one at Spellbinders Bookstores, C5 Studio, or our table at Rambling Peaks Festival on Saturday the 14th. Imagine the sense of joy we will have at our first ever Pride event with this kind of county acknowledgement. And that comes to you from Inyo County Health and Human Services, who has drafted the proclamation. You can find the Board of Supervisors' May 17th agenda at their website, and we will have a link to that website at Eastern Sierra Now. Well, everybody, that just about does it for me. Before I head off the air, I want to send out a special thank you to April and Tawny at the Bishop Chamber of Commerce for making me feel so welcome today. My business, High Point Solar, has recently joined the Bishop Chamber of Commerce. We had a ribbon cutting ceremony today. They were so kind and so welcoming. I cannot wait to be a bigger part of the Bishop community. Thank you so much again for welcoming me. This has been your host, Amy Smith, with Eastern Sierra Now, hoping that you have a great rest of your day.